The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter Number 3, Text Number 17, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 16, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, Chapter 3, Text Number 17.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Ayur Harati Vai Pumsam Ujjanastam Chayannasau Tasyarte Yachano Nita Uttama Shloka Vartaya.
Translation.
Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. This verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration of devotional service. Time and tide wait for no man. So, the time indicated by the sunrise and the sunset will be uselessly wasted if such time is not properly utilized for realizing identification of spiritual values. Even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. Human life is simply awarded to a living entity, Jiva, so that he can realize his spiritual identity and his permanent source of happiness. A living being, especially the human being, is seeking happiness because happiness is the natural situation of the living entity. But he is vainly seeking happiness in the material atmosphere. A living being is constitutionally a spiritual spark of the complete whole, and his happiness can be perfectly perceived in spiritual activities. The Lord is the complete spirit whole, and his name, form, qualities, pastimes, entourage, and personality are all identical with him. Once a person comes into contact with any one of the above-mentioned energies of the Lord through the proper channel of devotional service, the door to perfection is immediately opened. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has explained such contact in the following words. Endeavors in devotional service are never baffled, nor is there failure. A slight beginning of such activities is sufficient even to deliver a person from the great ocean of material fears. As a highly potent drug injected intravenously acts at once on the whole body, the transcendental topics of the Lord injected through the ear of the pure devotee of the Lord can act very efficiently. Oral realization of the transcendental messages implies total realization, just as fructification of one part of a tree implies fructification of all other parts. This realization for a moment in the association of pure devotees like Shukadeva Goswami prepares one's complete life for eternity. And thus the sun fails to rob the pure devotee of his duration of life, inasmuch as he is constantly busy in the devotional service of the Lord, purifying his existence. Death is a symptom of the material infection of the eternal living being. Only due to material infection is the eternal living entity subjected to the law of birth, death, old age, and disease. The materialistic way of pious activities, like charity, is recommended in the Smriti Shastras, as quoted by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Money given in charity to a suitable person is guaranteed bank balance in the next life. Such charity is recommended to be given to a brahmana. If the money is given in charity to a non-brahmana, without brahminical qualification, the money is returned in the next life in the same proportion. If the money is given to a half-educated brahmana, even then the money is returned double. If the money is given in charity to a learned and fully qualified brahman, the money is returned 100,000 times. And if the money is given to a Veda Paraga, one who has factually realized the path of the Vedas, it is returned by unlimited multiplication. The ultimate end of Vedic knowledge is realization of the personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaishta Sarvairaham Eva Vedya. There is a guarantee of monies being returned if given in charity, regardless of the proportion. Similarly, a moment passed in the association of a pure devotee by hearing and chanting the transcendental messages of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for eternal life and returning home back to Godhead. Madhama gatva punarjanma navidyate. In other words, a devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. A devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life.
Om Agyana Timanandasya Gananjana Shalakayam Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam.
So Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains in this purport. That the old age or the disease of a devotee,
че старостта и болестта за един правилно даден,
is an impetus for the guaranteed eternal life.
Е само един стимул за осигуряване на вечния живот.
So the point is, a devotee utilizes everything in a positive way.
Важният момент тук е, че правилно даден използва всичко в правилно служение на Бога.
So he's actually beyond the realm of lamentation. His realm is the realm of jubilation and celebration. Because he utilizes whatever may happen in this material world for achieving his eternal position in the spiritual sky.
Защото той употребява всичко, което се случва в този свят, за да възстанови позицията си в духовния свят.
How much indebted we are to Srila Prabhupada.
Колко сме длъжни на Шрила Прабхупада.
If it were not for Srila Prabhupada.
Ако не беше той,
We would not know the purpose of our existence. We would not know the meaning of life. We would simply be engaged in sense gratification. Going down to the animal kingdom at our next birth. But because Srila Prabhupada has so kindly given us this knowledge, now we can live a meaningful, purposeful existence at every minute. By qualifying ourselves to go back to home, back to Godhead. And taking as many as possible of these rascals along with us. They are rascals, there's no doubt. Namang duskritino mudha prapadyante naradama mayaya parhitta gyana asuram babam ashrita. Krishna explains to Arjuna. Four kinds of duskritinas, rascals, do not surrender unto me. The mudha, the grossly foolish. Naradama, the lowest among men. Mayaya paritta jnana, those whose knowledge has been stolen by illusion. And asuram bhav, those who partake of the atheistic nature of demons. This is the position of those who do not surrender to Krishna. So the devotee, he is very compassionate upon these rascals. He wants to save them from their suffering condition. He cannot tolerate to see the people suffering. He wants to do something. He wants to dedicate his whole life to saving the suffering people. He is not simply thinking of his own salvation. Sometimes someone may just think, well, to hell with everyone else, I just become spiritually enlightened on my own. That is called bhajana nandi. That is not on a very high level. The high level transcendentalist. He is more interested to save the fallen souls of this world. Therefore, he fully dedicates himself for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. He is known as a Goshtiya Nandi. You may say, well, that sounds like too much work, I'll just be a Bhajana Nandi. But there's an insider's secret in this connection. The more you give Krishna, the more you get
Krishna.
The easiest way to advance in Krishna consciousness is to expand the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world.
е да разпространявате Кришна съзнание на всеки ред.
Bahirna Singha Hridayena Singha. To the extent that you spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, to that extent you become Krishna conscious.
В степента, в която разпространяваш Кришна съзнание, в тази степен ти го получаваш.
Therefore, Lord Chaitanya instructs.
Затова Бог Чайтанья наставлява.
Yare deka tarikaha Krishna upadesh amara agai guru hoya tare desh. Whomever you meet, instruct them in the teachings of Lord Krishna.
Когато и да срещнеш, дам ученията на Бог Кришна.
In this way, on my order.
И така, по тая моя заповед.
Become guru.
Стани гуру.
And deliver the people of this country. So this is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wants that his followers should become gurus. That they should preach this message to awaken the suffering conditioned soul.
И те да проповядат това послание, за да пробудят страдащите живи същества.
Therefore, if we are the genuine followers of Lord Chaitanya,
и следователно, ако ние сме истински последователи на Бог Чайтанья,
we must be Гошти Ананди.
Трябва да бъдем Гошти Ананди.
The Chaitanyaites are not Bhajan Ананди.
Следователите на Бог Чайтанья не са Баджан Ананди.
The Chaitanyaites are all Гошти Ананди.
Следователите на Бог Чайтанья са всичките Гошти Ананди.
They are very eager to bless the souls of this world with Krishna Bhakti.
Те имат силно желание да благословят живите същества в този свят с Кришна Бхакти.
And therefore they engage in this Krishna Katha.
И затова те са заети в тази Кришна Ката.
As described in this verse.
Както се описва в този стих.
They spend their time discussing the topics of Krishna.
Те използват времето си, като дискутират темите за Кришна.
In this way they are not affected by the rising and setting of the sun.
По този начин те не са отделени от изгряването и залеза на слънцето.
For the ordinary person, every rising and setting of the sun is stealing away more of his life.
За обикновените живи същества, всеки изгрев и залез на слънцето е все повече откраднато време от неговия живот.
But for the devotee,
за един правилотаден,
there is no stealing away of his duration of life.
Няма открадване от него, от продължителност на неговия живот.
Because the devotee has achieved immortality. He has become truly deathless. Because he is fully absorbed in Krishna Katha 24 hours a
day.
So we should absorb ourselves in Krishna Katha.
И затова ние самите трябва да се заемем с Кришна Катха.
And we should train others how to be absorbed in this Krishna Katha.
И трябва да научим и другите как да бъдат заедно с тази Кришна Катха.
Маччита мангата прана бодиянтак параспарам катаянтащча мамничам ташьянтача брамантача. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me.
Мислите на моите чисти правилно отдадени са върху мене.
Their lives are surrendered unto me.
Техният живот е посветен на мене.
And they derive great satisfaction and bliss.
И те изпитват голямо щастие и блаженство.
Enlightening one another.
Като просвещават едни други себе си.
And conversing about me.
И разговарят за мене.
So now I can ask if there's any questions. Yes.
Един въпрос. Интересувано е, понеже моята майка, тя не е смисъл тя да е мисионна любов, обаче от друга страна отдава служене на природа. Например, от Санкир Памбати вкъщи и съхранява книгите на Шрила Прабхупада.
My mother, for example, eats meat, but she has rendered service to the devotees. She has given accommodation to them. She has devotees. She has kept books.
Ме интересува, има ли някакъв шанс за нея да се върне обратно при Кришна?
I want to ask you if there is a chance for her to go back, from back to Godhead?
Yes, in her next life.
Да, в следващия живот.
She will not go back in this life because of meeting him.
Тя няма да се върне в този живот, because of meat eating.
In this life she will not go back.
Because of meat eating?
Because of meat.
Yeah.
But because she has made so much service, in her next lifetime she'll be a devotee in the material world. And then she will go back to Godhead. But if you can convince her to give up meat eating, chant 16 rounds and get initiated, she can go back in this lifetime. So you have to try to preach to her, make her devotee. She is a great soul, no doubt. By rendering so much service to the devotees. So try to save that great soul from the sinful activity of meat eating. Any other questions?
Максималното, което може да дава на възможност да се постигне. Значи, които тръгнали в Кришна съзнание, как максималната полза за до къде може максимално да постигнем, чрез ще изброят няколко неща.
For those who are on the path of Krishna consciousness, what is the utmost
degree, което може да постигнем при варианти, при четири варианти.
Which you can achieve in this in the following four variants.
Първо, да кажем, непосветени, които следват принципи и са приели Шрила Прабхупада.
First, non-initiated, who follow the principles and have accepted Shrila Prabhupada. What is the optimal where they, what is the maximum they can reach?
Второто, посветен си, имаш посвещение от духовен учител, но той вече не е духовен учител.
Second, you're initiated. Those are four different options. Different people, and she wants to know what is the maximum of those four that they can reach, that they can gain.
Second, which are the four?
The first one I told you. Now the second, and two more she has.
I didn't hear. What is they? What are those four?
Four different positions that a devotee may
name have. Them. Name the four positions.
Yeah, she will explain them because the first one was non-initiated devotee who follows the four principles and has accepted Shrila Prabhupada. Now the second initiated. But whose spiritual master is not present now physically? Not present, but who is not a spiritual master anymore? That is, you see, what? Yeah. Third.
Посветен си, но си приел само шикша гуру.
You're initiated, but you
have accepted. на там учител, който вече
не иска да бъде. Има учител, който вече не е учител, но ти между време не си приел шикша.
Но ти го прави само шикша си.
So the third variant, you're initiated. Again, your spiritual master is not a spiritual master anymore, but you have a shiksha this time.
Oh, shiksha. Maximum кой може да даде това? Maximum този шикша.
What is the maximum that such a person with a shiksha can reach?
И четвъртото е. И четвъртото е да приемеш дикша.
And fourth, the same thing. You were initiated, but your spiritual master is no more a spiritual master. But this time you also have another spiritual master. That is second time you have a diksha.
The maximum.
Okay. All right. First of all, you have to be initiated to go back to Godhead. Prabhupada says. I just read yesterday in the conversation, Prabhupada said, without initiation there is no possibility of going back to
Godhead.
And the other point is, if someone has taken initiation, and they are strictly following the regulated principles, then they are connected with the disciplic succession. They are connected all the way up to Krishna himself. Even if their guru had fell into some difficulty, he stopped initiating.
Дори техният духовен учител да изпадна в някакво затруднение и престанал да посвещава.
Does not separate them from the previous acharyas.
Това не ги отделя от предишните ачари.
As long as they are strictly following the instructions given in Prabhupada's books.
До тогава, докато те строго следват наставленията, дадени в книгите на Шрила Прабхупада.
When they got initiated.
Когато те получат посвещение.
They were solidly connected with their own spiritual master. They were solidly connected with Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta, etc. If they are strong in their principles, then they can achieve Krishna prema. So the question is what you should do. If one's guru felt he was not able to continue doing that service and he instructed his disciples that they should get reinitiated, then they must do them.
Учител вече не е способен да дава посещение и е наредил на своите ученици да получат второ посещение, когато трябва да направят това. Тоест от друг духовен учител.
If he told them that you can simply take shelter or other senior devotees, then they don't require to be reinitiated.
Ако е казал обаче, че могат да получат послон при друг направено даден, това не е нужно, тогава не е нужно да получат отделно посещение.
As long as they are fixed in following the regulated principles, chanting japa, engaged in the standard process of sadhana bhakti given by Srila
Prabhupada,
they can achieve the supreme perfection. Does that answer your question? No, one. Actually, I want to add one more point. Reinitiation is always an option. It's not required.
Винаги е възможност. То не е задължително.
But it is an option if one wants to take reinitiation.
Но това е възможност, ако някой иска да получи препосвещение.
If one's guru gives up being taking that being functioning as a spiritual master.
Ако духовният учител прекрати да функционира като духовен посвещател, духовен учител.
Then who they will take authority?
We have an authority structure in our society. We have the GBC and the temple presidents.
Кой ще бъде тогава техния авторитет и отговор беше, ние имаме структура на авторитет, това е GBC.
Question, yeah.
Само по-конкретно сега. Свата Прабу в последното си писмо не писа, че 120 ученика има и те са били като бреме на него и сега той ни освобождава и ни съветва да вземем дикша от исконски предан, от исконски гуру. Той вече конкретен въпрос. Нали? И no. В смисъл, че ако, нали, в смисъл, че той казва така, да вземем дикша и фактически да го влияем, ако продължаваме към него да сме продължат.
Добре, чекай малко, че сега се ме забърках. And now this time, more concrete is my question. Sukhavata Prabhu wrote in his last letter that his 120 disciples were like a burden to him, and he now frees them and advises them that they take shelter of take diksha.
He told them to take diksha?
Yeah, from an ISKCON guru. Well,
that means they should do that. They should all take diksha. And if he gave the instruction, then they should take their time and they should all take diksha. If he instructed, they should take diksha from an ISKCON guru. And they all must do that. They have to.
Ако това е наставлението му, тогава така трябва да постъпят, да приемат диксха от ISKCON-ски гуру.
Ако не се приеме?
But what if we don't accept, because she had one more before you answered, I couldn't translate her last part of the question. She asked whether this continues to be a burden to him if we don't accept spiritual.
Of course, if you disobeyed his instruction, that's definitely a burden for him.
Да, ако не се изпълни наставлението, това продължава.
There's nothing more burdensome to a spiritual master than have disciples who don't follow his instructions.
Няма по-голямо време за духовния учител, освен от ученик, който не следва неговите наставления.
Yeah.
Или да приеме диша, или да приеме Шива Прабхупада като духовно учител.
Да,
това е индивидуално за всеки нещо.
Турш Ачута reminded that in the letter actually it was said that Sikhotra Prabhu asked that they either take shelter of ISKCON Guru or they take Shiva Prabhupada as като какво каза? Yes.
So he gave them, and he said they didn't have to take reinitiation. All right. Whatever instruction he gave, you follow that instruction, that's all. If he said that you must get reinitiated, then you must do that. If he said you don't have to, you can just take shelter accepting Siksha Guru, or you can just take Prabhupada. Whatever instruction he gave, now you must follow. I have not seen the letter.
Каквото наставление да дал, това трябва да правите. Аз не съм виждал писмото, ако е казал да приемете духовно учител от ИСКОН, трябва да приемете. Ако е казал, че е Прабхупада, така ако е казал, че не е задължително, значи ви избирате.
If you have a copy of the letter, I'd like to see.
Ако имате копия от писмото, аз бих искал да го видя.
Thank you.
So that's it. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.